Welcome to The Power of Discipline, How to Use Self-Control and Mental Toughness to Achieve Your Goals by Daniel Walter, a book that will permanently change how you think about what separates people who achieve their goals from those who never quite get there. Most people spend their whole lives chasing motivation, never suspecting that the very thing they are relying on is the one thing guaranteed to fail them. Daniel Walter, a Yale-trained cognitive neuroscientist, spent years building the case. And the answer is nothing like you expect. Walter argues that the real differentiator between successful people and everyone else is not talent, luck, or motivation. It is self-discipline. Crucially, the author reframes discipline not as punishment or deprivation, but as a form of genuine freedom. People without self-discipline are, paradoxically, less free because their impulses and emotions make decisions for them. Walter introduces what he calls the discipline gap. The distance between where you are and where you want to be. Motivation, the author contends, is fleeting and unreliable as a bridge across that gap. Discipline, once cultivated as a habit, becomes self-sustaining in a way that motivation never can. To explain why self-discipline is so hard to build, Walter grounds the discussion in neuroscience. The brain's prefrontal cortex, responsible for planning and impulse control, is in constant tension with the limbic system, which chases immediate rewards. The neurotransmitter dopamine makes bad habits neurochemically compelling, while disciplined behavior offers no instant chemical payoff. The author also explains that willpower is a finite resource that depletes with use, a phenomenon known as decision fatigue. Stress and poor sleep impair the prefrontal cortex, making self-control significantly harder to maintain as the day progresses. Walter presents these not as excuses but as manageable variables anyone can address strategically. The optimistic core of this argument is neuroplasticity. The neural pathways for self-control strengthen with repeated practice, just as muscles do with exercise. Drawing on the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment, the author demonstrates that children who delayed gratification went on to achieve better outcomes in health, education, and career. Walter contends that small, consistent acts of self-control accumulate into profound transformation, and that this identity shift, built on kept promises to yourself, is the deepest reward discipline produces. The optimistic core of this argument is neuroplasticity. The neural pathways for self-control strengthen with repeated practice, just as muscles do with exercise. No one is permanently fixed at a low capacity for discipline. That capacity can be deliberately built. This reframes the entire challenge from a question of character to a question of strategy. Drawing on the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment, Walter demonstrates that children who delayed gratification achieved better outcomes in health, education, and career decades later. Self-discipline, the author argues, has measurable and lasting consequences across virtually every life domain. It is not a personality trait you either have or lack. It is a skill you develop. In health and fitness, disciplined habits sustain progress where motivation alone collapses. In professional and academic life, the author contends, persistence through setbacks is what separates those who finish from those who quit. In relationships, emotional regulation builds the kind of trust that deepens connection over time. Psychologically, Walter argues that disciplined people experience less stress because they are proactive rather than reactive, handling responsibilities before they become crises. That proactive posture creates a quieter, more stable inner life. Less chaos outside means less noise inside. Perhaps most significantly, consistently following through on commitments to yourself builds self-trust and self-esteem. The author is careful to emphasize that this is not about perfection. It is about consistency. Small, repeated acts of self-control accumulate into a compounding identity shift. You become someone who does what they say they will do.